And with the time at 20 minutes to 11, it is time for us to put the spotlight on a very talented young lady. It's time for tonight's Sundown Session. Elizabeth Shooter is 12 years of age, and her name is familiar to me as having made a number of appearances in the Guild in the Manx Music Festival. But when Elizabeth came into the studio recently to sing some songs for us, we sat down and had a little chat about some of Elizabeth's earliest musical memories. And I asked her how she first got involved in music and found that she really enjoyed singing. And she said that it all goes back to a certain teacher, to Mrs. Garrett, Mrs. Jenny Garrett, and Cronkyberry Beg Choir. And that's where we take up our story.
Well, I've always really liked to sing, and I heard that Mrs. Garrett was doing a choir for the year ones and twos because she already had a choir for the year three to six, but she was doing a younger one for year ones and twos, and I was in year two when she started that, so I joined that, and she put us in the Guild, and we sang two songs. One of them was The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and we came second.
You would have been in the youngest choir class, so that was a great start. Now, since then, you've done quite a few guilds, and you've done very well indeed, and you like to join in different classes, some singing, also folk songs, and also monologue and duologue. So you like lots of different things, don't you?
Yes, I really like doing a lot of different things to get experience.
Now, you've got a singing teacher, you go to Olivia Black, and you're also a member of Stage One Drama Group. And I'd like to talk about the kinds of things that you do in your singing lessons and in Stage One in a few moments. But the first thing we're going to do, we're going to listen to the first song that you have for us. Now, it's from a very, very popular show called Annie.
Yes.
You've actually been in this show, haven't you?
Yes, I was in it. It was my first audition that I'd done, and I got a lead orphan called Tessie, and she's the one who was always crying. But in this song, I get to stand on a table, which is really fun.
Let's listen now to Elizabeth Shooter as Tessie in Annie and You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile.
So for all the Hour of Smiles family, this is Bert Healy saying...
My Sundown Session guest this evening, Elizabeth Shooter, taking us back to the show Annie, where she was Tessie, and You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. Now, I want you to help me, Elizabeth. You have singing lessons from Olivia Black, and you're in Stage One. What kind of things would you do in a singing lesson?
Well, it's a singing and drama lesson combined, so really it depends what we do, because if there's something I need to work on, then I'll focus on that. But at the moment, it's Guild.
It's Guild, so it would be your Guild songs.
Yes, and acting pieces.
There's a certain amount of acting comes into you singing as well, doesn't it? Now, just listening to that song, we had to be able to hear the smile in the song, didn't we?
Yeah, it's really fun to sing and act at the same time.
Tell me about Stage One Drama Group. Now, you do very different things there, don't you?
At Stage One, I do musical theatre and drama. And in musical theatre, we are doing exams. And the theme is variety show through the ages, which is fun because I like to do variety things. So we're going 1920s, 30s, 40s, and we're going all the way up till 1980s, I think. And in drama, we do lots of different things. We do exams, and in the Guild, we have done group theme And at the moment, we're going to do choral speaking in the Guild this year.
Now, choral speaking is really interesting, isn't it? Because you've got to get the words all together, like as though you were singing in a choir, but it's speaking. But it's the same idea, isn't it? Is it very difficult?
It's quite difficult now because the boys' voices are starting to break. So the girls' and boys' voices won't blend anymore. So sometimes we have to separate the girls from the boys. You have to get everyone speaking at exactly the same time.
Are you conducted a bit like a choir would be?
Yes, you have to get the rhythm, but it's a balance because you don't want it to sound boring, like just dum-da-dum-da-dum. So you need to emphasise certain words but still keep the rhythm, so it's quite hard.
Yes, I'm sure it is. But when it's done right, it sounds terrific, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds really, really good.
So I know you can't give any secrets away. Is it a serious piece that you're working on, or is it a funny piece?
It's quite comical.
Is it?
Yeah.
So that's something for us to look forward to in the Guild. Let's just go back to this Songs Through the Ages. That must be really interesting. So you'll be doing vaudeville and music hall,
yeah,
and all
vaudeville.
That kind of thing.
We're doing dancing as well. We've got Charleston.
And that's leading to an exam, is it?
Yes, we're doing it in the Stage One show and the exam.
Is the show something that everybody could go and see?
Yes, you can. It's at Balcomine, but we don't know any details yet because it's not till the end of the year.
At the moment, Elizabeth, what's your favourite kind of music to sing?
Musical theatre, because there's so many different types of song and you can really emphasise the characters.
Your next song that you've chosen for us is a very special character. We're going to talk about that in a moment, and we're going to finish off with that song, which I have to say, I think is a very difficult song. But before that, we've talked about how everything started for you as a little girl in Cronkyberry Beg, a choir with Mrs. Jenny Garrett. Now you go to King William's College, and that's another school with a very strong music tradition. Are you involved in college music?
Yes, I am. I got a music, drama and academic scholarship, so it's good to get involved. I'm in chapel choir and I participated in house music and Mad Evening, which is music and drama evening. There's one for year 7 and 8 and I was in that and it's all really good.
And house music, there's a competition that goes with that, isn't there?
Yeah, because we get divided into houses and there's 3 houses, Dixon, Walters and Colburn. I'm in Dixon and I was the junior soloist in house music. And I won Best Junior Soloist, and also Dixon won House Music overall, so it was good.
In the chapel choir, you'll be singing very, very different music. It's quite formal music, very beautiful music, so it's expanding your repertoire, isn't it?
Yes, there's lots of difficult rhythms and harmonies, and but when it's done well, it sounds very good.
Now, we're going to finish off with the character that you would quite like to be, and that's Matilda, isn't it?
Yeah, I would really want to be Matilda.
I think there's lots of girls who would like to be Matilda. Tell us a little bit about Matilda.
Well, Matilda started off as a Roald Dahl book and now it's been turned into a musical, and I went to see the musical and I would seriously recommend it. It is amazing and it's the same story, but there's lots of different bits in it and it's just really interesting. And I think Matilda and I have a lot of things in common and it would be really, really fun to play.
Do I need to be worried? Have you got special powers?
No, I haven't got special powers, but that would be quite fun to have special powers.
Are you quite mischievous?
Yes.
Do you like playing tricks on people?
Yes.
That moment's hesitation is because Mum's in the studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am quite sure that if a Matilda was needed, if they heard you singing Elizabeth Shooter, they would snap you up immediately. With a very difficult song from a very, very popular show, let's put the spotlight back on Elizabeth Shooter's musical talents as she sings for us Quiet.
Have you ever wondered, well I have, about how when I say red, for example, there's no way of knowing if red means the same thing in your head as red means in my head when someone says red, and how if we are travelling at almost the speed of light and we're holding a light, that light would still travel away from us at the full speed of light, which seems right in a way of what I'm trying to say. I'm not sure, but I wonder if inside my head I'm not just a bit different from some of my friends. These answers that come into my mind unbidden, these stories delivered to me fully written. And when everyone shouts like they seem to like shouting, the noise in my head is incredibly loud, and I just wish they'd stop my dad and my mum and the telly and stories would stop for just once. And I'm sorry, I'm not quite explaining it right, but this noise becomes anger and the anger is light, and this burning inside me would usually fade, but it isn't today. And the heat and the shouting, and my heart is pounding, and my eyes are burning, and suddenly everything, everything is quiet. Like silence, but not really silent. Just that still, sort of quiet. Like the sound of a page being turned in a book, or a pause in the walk in the woods. Quiet. Like silence, but not really silent. Just that nice kind of quiet. Like the sound when you lie upside down in your bed. Just the sound of your heart in your head. And though the people around me, their mouths are still moving, the words they are forming cannot reach me anymore. And it is quiet, and I am warm. Like I've sailed into the eye of the storm.
My sundown session guest tonight, Elizabeth Shooter, and that was Quiet from the musical Matilda. We wish you lots of success in the Guild, the Manx Music Festival, coming along very shortly. But you've also got something really, really important that you're working for at the moment, and that's Isle of Man's Got Talent. Tell me about that, please.
Well, it's a competition, a variety. It's a bit like Britain's Got Talent. You have to audition and then there's a final. And I auditioned with my friend Alex Walker, and I sang Quiet, which you just heard, and Alex dances to it, and she's a very, very good dancer. And we got through to the final, and I've seen people who've got through, and it looks like it's going to be a really good night, really good entertainment. It's on the 23rd of May in the Royal Hall in the Villa Marina.
Elizabeth Shooter, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the Sundown Session tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to Elizabeth Shooter for being just a delight to work with in the studio and great to talk to. And if you would like to listen again to that or recommend it to a friend to listen, then from tomorrow, Monday, just around about late morning, that will be available for you to do just that. Listen again at manxradio.com, powered by Miller Chaps of Ramsey. And that happens to each Sundown session. And now I can tell you about something very special that we're going to do on the Bank Holiday Late Show tomorrow night here on Manx Radio. I'm taking care of the Late Show because Ben Hartley will be on air during the day. You can enjoy his company. Tell you about that in a moment. But what we will be doing, we will be playing for the first hour of the Late Show tomorrow, Monday night, between 10 and 11, the best of the Sundown sessions since we started them last autumn. And I can tell you it's going to be an hour of fantastic music, very varied. The only thing that it's all going to have in common, absolutely crammed, packed with talent. It will be just the songs that we won't be replaying the interviews. It'll be the songs that from the various people who've been singing on our Sundown sessions. It's going to be an hour of great music, and I do hope you'll join me for it.